crashed into the World Trade Center early today, just about 20 minutes ago.
On September 11, 2001, Yainu White's life changed forever. The 65-year-old used to work as an executive assistant in Fuji Bank on the 82nd floor of the World Trade Center.
At that time, I never thought I was going to get out alive.
On the day of the attacks, she was 5 minutes late getting out of her apartment and never got further than the lobby. That saved her life, but the incident triggered post-traumatic stress and a stroke, which cut off most of her sight, leaving her with very limited tunnel vision.
The way I saw everything, gosh, asking for help, handkerchief, white handkerchief on the windows, and you cannot do anything.
A year later, Yaino moved to LA to be near her daughter. Since then, her dream is simply to live independently, despite her blindness.
Sit. Stay. Caleb, go.
Today, Yaino lives with her guide dog, Caleb, in a small one-bedroom apartment by the beach in Marina Del Rey. In the evenings, Caleb leads her down to the lobby where she throws him a squeaky ball to fetch.
That's enough. Drop.
In LA, Yaino is carving out a new identity for herself. Of course, there are challenges and frustrations.
I used to love to go see every Broadway shows. Those things, I don't think I can see too much to begin with. I did try one show, Broadway show here. It wasn't that much fun because I see so little. I wish I had a much more vision.
She's a lot less independent than she was in New York. Her daughter helps her with groceries and day-to-day errands. A cab with a driver takes her to the Braille Institute or to clubs on designated days.
To get dressed, clean up my apartment, to take my dog out. It takes 3-4 times longer than if you had full eyesight.
One step at a time, Yaino has been adjusting to her new life. At the Braille Institute, which she visits twice a week, she's learning ceramics and yoga.
When she first came here, she wasn't, you know, she didn't have a dog. She didn't go out so much.
Her ceramics teacher, Dory Atlantis, has seen Yaino change since she came to the Institute 4 years ago.
She would come to Braille dressed as if she was going to work in an office in New York City, you know, very dressed up. High heels, you know, just designer clothes. That was her identity.
Yaino doesn't talk about New York anymore. Now, LA is home.
I walk to the beach every morning, stop at the coffee shop and meet all the locals. I am finally enjoying even walking to the beach, and that makes me feel so happy.
There are times, though, when the bitterness creeps in. Like in the ceramics class, where she can't see the corners of the clay petals, where some unpainted spots still remain.
Am I still missing? Did I get it right? No. How come I cannot get it?
The limited vision is frustrating, and she has to deal with it, with some help.
I take antidepressant. If I don't take antidepressant, I would be crying. When I stop taking it, My, I couldn't.
Yaino's way of dealing with her physical disability is to accept it with dignity and to put up a brave front. She says she is lucky to have limited vision when many others live in a completely dark world. Today, Yaino's dreams are different. She no longer yearns for the fast life in New York. She dreams of being self-sufficient and traveling.
I don't feel I'm 65. I try to enjoy my life. I'll be independent.
Today, she's at a party at Zen Lounge in Hermosa Beach. She's dressed to party in a black knee-length skirt and matching 4-inch heels. As she stands by sipping her tequila sunrise, one of the club regulars asks Yaino for a dance. She steps lightly in tune with the music, never missing a beat. And from his place near the dance floor, Caleb watches closely as Yaino dances the salsa. Newly Paul, Annenberg Radio News.